steps into a stage persona as if it were a comfortable pair of boots. The bass line reverberates from his instrument like magic from a wizard's staff. It builds in the core of his stomach and ripples out to the tips of his fingers, the soles of his feet, the crown of his head. He is a god, and the crowd worships him. With the slightest gesture, he can stir them. With the flick of his hair, taunt them. With a glance, seduce them. When he first discovered this power, it enthralled him. The swooning, screaming fans filled him with delight and sent adrenaline coursing through his veins. But now, it's just an act. Only the music moves him. The crowd is a mere illusion, an empty, meaningless charade. They don't love him. They don't even know him. No one does anymore. But this attitude only seems to rile the audience up even more. They feed off of his apathy, worships his indifference, adore his disdain. But as he gazes boredly out at the delirious women, practically climbing over each other for a shred of his attention, he's drawn to a rose among the thorns, like the eye of a storm, a raft on the turbulent sea. One woman stands out in the crowd, and as their eyes meet, a sense of deep nostalgia floods his heart and drowns his senses.
There he is. Finally, Lee recognizes the man she once loved. She'd been so excited to see Tom after all this time. But the more she's been watching him perform, the more disconnected she's felt from her memories of the gentle, sincere soul she knew so intimately. Now, as his eyes meet her own, that suddenly changes. She can sense his disguise dissolve, his mask crumble.
Tom is stunned by the presence of his long-lost love. His Lee. So stunned, he almost forgets he's on stage in front of thousands of fans. Even his band is watching him with concern. But the woman in the crowd, like a ghost from his past, has stolen his attention, has suspended the very fabric of time. Tom feels like he's underwater. He can't breathe, can't think, can't hear, can't see a thing but her celestial form. With an encouraging, familiar smile, the angel breaks the spell she cast on him and fills Tom with pure vigor.
Lee's heart almost bursts out her chest as Tom steps into his full magnificence. No longer distant and detached, his performance is suddenly filled with passion and intimacy. His bass line shudders in her chest and vibrates through her soul. She lets it possess her body.
Encouraged by the familiar sensuality of her sacred hymn swaying to his music, Tom gives the performance of his life. And every time their eyes meet, his energy soars to new heights.
Tom ends his performance in a blaze of fireworks. The show is over, and what a magnificent show it was. The lights go out, and the crowd goes wild. But instead of running backstage, Lee catches a glimpse of Tom jumping off the front of the stage. Before she knows it, he leaps over the railing and stands before her. She's not the only one who notices, though, and the surprised bodyguards suddenly have their hands full, trying to keep the crazed fans away from the rock star. But in the faded light, she can think of nothing but the heart-wrenching, ecstatic joy of coming face to face with the love of her life after all these years.
Her old, familiar perfume fills Tom's head and ignites sensations long forgotten. He wraps her up in his arms and almost cries with the overwhelming emotions he hasn't felt in so very long.
Lee fights back tears of joy as Tom holds her lovingly once again. Then he swoops her up in his arms and hoists her over the railings with the help of his bodyguards, grabs her hand and leads her backstage at a running pace.
They run all the way to his dressing room at the very top of the arena and shut the door behind them, laughing like naughty kids.
He wraps her up again in his arms. So much has changed. Silver strands streak his dark hair. His arms are more muscular, more sinuous. Even his scent has changed. Though more than a decade has passed since he last held her, she feels 21 again in his arms, like no time at all has come between them.
Their love always transcended norms, the kind of love that sets free instead of holding on. She showed him what it meant to truly want what's best for another person, even if that journey leads them away from you. And here they are, all these years later. He, a world-famous musician, and she, a highly successful screenwriter. He has everything he ever wanted in life, except the girl of his dreams at his side. But she's here now, in all her grace and warmth, and sincerity.
It's almost dawn already when they find their way back to the stage. They've barely stopped speaking since the end of the show, reminiscing about the old days and sharing all the amazing things they've experienced since their paths diverged. And now, they settle side by side on the lip of the stage, sharing a comfortable silence and gazing out at the empty arena.
Nerves race through Tom's veins and butterflies flutter in his stomach as he sets up the sound system and plugs in his personal playlist. He can't even remember the last time he felt nervous, but it makes him feel alive. He presses play and watches intently as Lee closes her eyes to fully immerse herself in the music.
Three chords in, Lee already recognizes the melody blasting from the sound system, echoing throughout the massive arena. It's been remixed and remastered, but it's the very first love song Tom ever wrote for her.
Tom's heart leaps as Lee's eyes light up with recognition. She stands gracefully and weaves her arms through the air as she slips into the song's trance and dances sensually to the music. As she sways, her fingers hesitate over her coat buttons.
Lee can feel a blush warm her cheeks as she considers her next move. She knows what she's wearing, or not wearing, beneath her coat. But is she brave enough to follow through with her plan and reveal what she came here to reveal to her long-lost love, especially on a stage? She looks around at the arena to make sure it's completely empty, and then allows Tom's music to fill her with courage.
The dancing dame bats her eyelids shyly at him before slowly unbuttoning her coat. Tom is stunned as it falls to the floor. Beneath, she wears nothing but sexy lingerie and a pair of thigh highs.
Tom extends a hesitant, tremulous hand toward her naked waistline. A shudder runs down her spine as his fingertips meet her skin.
Tom savors every inch of her supple curves as he steps into a rhythm holding her from behind. The scent of her hair makes his head swim as he holds her closer.
Lee's heart races as Tom breathes her in. She presses her ass against his lap and sways to the music. She can feel his manhood grow big and hard against her. Her skin erupts into goose flesh when he brings his lips to the nape of her neck and kisses her passionately.
Tom reaches for a nearby pick and traces it lightly against her skin. He allows his free hand to inch up her ribcage and gently grope her voluptuous breast.
He knows just how to touch her, just where to kiss her, just when to bite her earlobe. Memories of countless passionate nights come flooding back to Lee as she revels in the excitement of this rekindled romance. She raises her hands over her head and runs her fingers through Tom's hair, giving him a clear view over her shoulder of her eager nipples as he pinches them through her lacy lingerie.
He knows she remembers how much he loves this angle of her sensual body, how it drives him crazy with lust, watching the excited rise and fall of her full breasts. To his ecstatic surprise, she unclasps her bra from the front. Her pendulous bosom bounces as it's released.
A thrill grips her heart as she remembers where she is. She imagines a faceless crowd watching their intimate performance. She can feel Tom's heart beat faster as he admires her from above. He wets his fingers in her mouth and rubs them firmly over her perky nipples. Then he raises the pick and flicks her nipples like the strings of his bass.
The beauty writhes in his embrace as he plays her. She grinds a gorgeous ass against his throbbing shaft and turns her face towards him. As their lips meet, she slides a warm tongue into his mouth and pants seductively. He can't take it anymore. He must have her.
Her strong lover grabs her hips and turns her around firmly to face him. He kisses her passionately.
Her hands claw desperately at his chest and lift his shirt off.
He lifts her up onto an amp, and she wraps her arms around his waist.
He tucks into her succulent breast, like a starving man as she tugs on his hair.
Her heart pounds as he sucks her nipples deep into his hot mouth and caresses her curves with his hands.
She pushes him away playfully and drops to her knees before him. She pries open his belt, pulls off his pants, and plunges his erection deep into her yearning mouth. She uses her unique talents and memories of his body to bring him close to orgasm in a matter of minutes, wreathing her tongue eagerly around his pulsing head while gently caressing and pulling his testicles.
He pulls away from her in the heat of the moment and watches her with ravenous desire.
Lee rises to her feet, turns away from him, places her hands on the amp, and looks back at him invitingly.
Her sexy man wastes no time. He's behind her in a heartbeat, caressing her breasts and kissing her neck.
The temptress drops to her elbows and guides his cock over a slippery clit. His head pounds at the realization of how dripping wet she is.
He teases her, rubbing the head of his penis up and down her lusting slit with one hand and tugging at her nipple with the other.
The beauty arches her back and leans into him, swallowing his thick shaft seamlessly down into her tight little pussy.
He plunges deeper and deeper inside with every thrust. He wraps an arm around her waist and cups her bouncing breasts tenderly.
She thrusts back against him harder with each stroke, begging him to fuck her more firmly. He grips her hips and obeys.
As the pace rises, Lee can barely contain herself as his rock-hard cock crashes against her G-spot. She comes in a wave of tremors.
The goddess collapses on the amp, just in time for Tom to save himself for another round.
Lee happily obliges and watches her lover spread her coat out on the stage before laying her down upon it.
She welcomes him on top of her with open arms and open legs. As he lies down over her, strong feelings come rushing back. There she is, the love of his life, in all her unrivaled feminine beauty.
He eases himself deep inside her, and a wave of emotion washes over Lee. This was always their favorite position, perhaps the most basic, but also the most intimate. She never felt this close to anyone else.
She bites her lips as she looks deep into his eyes. Their breaths rise in unison as their pace and pressure increases. She wraps her legs around his waist and brings him into the nape of her angelic neck. Their moans and gasps echo through the empty stadium. They have never experienced a concert more rock and roll than this.